Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop there.
Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Friday, the real Friday, February 2nd, and today's pod, it is the best one yet. It is a T-Boy, Jack.
The top three pop business news stories you need to know today.
Jack, checking the calendar. Is it Groundhog Day right now, man?
Did the groundhog see a shadow this morning?
He saw six more weeks of stock market gains. Jack, first story for today's show. What do we got, man?
For our first story, Rihanna, Taylor Swift, and Ariana Grande, all their songs are officially off TikTok.
Because Universal Music is on a TikTok strike, so your feed is silent.
For our second story, it's Apple's new VR headset. It goes on sale today.
But Yetis, this is guaranteed to be the worst Apple headset you will ever wear.
And that's actually a good thing.
We'll explain. Third story, what do we got?
And our third and final story. The company that makes your Wilson tennis racket, your ski parka, and your hiking boots just IPO'd.
Amer Sports. It is the first ever pure play gear stock.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix of three stories to finish the week.
That is how you go into the weekend, Jack. What a mix of stories, man.
We've told you many times, we're in the experience economy.
Yetis, you're not spending money on things, you're spending money on experiences.
So last year, Nick invented a new type of experience, and it's happening again tonight.
It's the second annual reverse surprise party.
The reverse surprise party. It's a completely new type of party.
The reverse surprise party. It's an entirely new business model for celebrating.
The reverse surprise party is a surprise party, but in reverse. Here's how it goes down.
First, I sent out an invite to my birthday party.
I got that invitation in my mailbox.
And it said on that invite the date of the party.
I got the date. It's tonight.
And it said on that invite the attire for that party.
Dumpling formal, apparently.
It's a little mystery. It's going to be fun. But here's the catch, besties. This invite did not say the location of that party.
That's right. The location is a mystery.
All that it said on the invite is that we're meeting tonight at my apartment at 7 p.m. That's all you know.
And then we're taking a limo, apparently, to a surprise location to actually celebrate Nick's birthday.
If so, facto, what we're saying is the birthday boy isn't getting surprised.
No, Nick's not surprised. It's the guests who get the surprise.
All of our friends, they know what to wear and when the party is.
But the destination is a mystery.
So everyone's meeting at my apartment at 7 p.m. and then no one knows what's happening.
The only certainty is that there will be birthday cake because Nick loves birthday cake.
I can guarantee there are three cakes already selected, celebration style.
The reverse birthday party. Nick invented it last year.
And honestly, it's taken off in the last year, Jack.
Yetis are doing reverse surprise birthdays.
Besties are doing reverse surprise parties.
Your sister's doing a reverse surprise party.
The best part is she invited someone who said, "That's actually my birthday, but I'm going to cancel my plans because this sounds cooler."
Everyone showed up at her place, taking a limo to a surprise location.
They could be going to Cirque du Soleil.
Or it could be going to Burger King.
All you know is the date and the dress code. That's it.
The rest of the party is a surprise.
And that is the reverse surprise party.
Patent pending at the U.S. Trademark Office.
Jack, you better wear dumpling formal. Yetis, let's hit our three stories.
In reverse. 15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Rihanna, Taylor Swift, and Ariana Grande all just got taken off TikTok.
It's the great TikTok music purge, and it all comes down to pennies.
And we're going to explain it all using Rihanna's own lyrics.
But besties, at midnight Pacific time on February 1st, the great TikTok music purge commenced.
I mean, Jack, I remember where I was. You remember where you were. We're all going to remember where we were.
TikTok no longer had permission to use millions of the most popular hit songs on their app.
I was having an oatmeal breakfast, a cold oatmeal breakfast, and I noticed I couldn't hear anything, Jack.
Besties, any musician repped by Universal Music Group was banned from being used on TikTok.
Yeah, it is. If you want to use music from Taylor Swift or from Drake or from BTS on TikTok right now, you can't.
Or if you posted something 2 years ago and you added Rick Ross's Hustling as the music in the background, that video is now muted.
Okay, if I went back to that video of you dancing your butt off to Rick Ross's Hustling, what am I going to see, Jack?
You're just going to see a video of me pumping my fists and shaking my butt in silence.
Because there is no big pop music on TikTok right now.
Because Rick Ross's record label isn't cool with TikTok right now.
Jack and I were thinking about this story, and we were trying to come up with the best way to explain this strange TikTok situation to you.
Turns out this TikTok and music industry drama can be explained by Rihanna's discography.
First, Don't Stop the Music.
That's a Riri song, but that's what happened. The music stopped on February 1st.
Which leads to our second Riri song, Bitch Better Have My Money.
Because the music label wants more money from TikTok. That's the dispute.
Besties, Universal is one of the three big record labels that control and own most of the music that we all listen to.
And when you watch a video on TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube, the record label makes money if one of their songs is played in the background of that video.
But Yetis, Universal says that TikTok is being, as Rihanna would put it, a rude boy.
Because TikTok is only offering a fraction of the rate that other social medias are paying for their music.
So until TikTok and Universal Music reach an agreement, we will not hear pop music on TikTok.
Which leads to our fourth and final Rihanna song.
Where Have You Been?
Waiting for a contract.
Call me rude boy, call me rude boy. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at TikTok and Universal?
This music purge comes down to pennies.
Yetis, the core conflict of TikTok versus the music industry, it comes down to one thing, and that thing is pennies.
Basically, TikTok is offering to pay 1 cent per 1,000 streams.
But the record label wants 2 cents per 1,000 streams.
Now, when you add up all the TikTok videos that are swiped and watched, that's millions and billions of streams and a lot of money.
But this conflict, this issue, the contract itself, it's actually a debate over pennies.
What happens next? There's going to be no music from Universal musicians until they sign a contract.
Until they make peace over pennies. For our second story, today is Apple's biggest day of the year because you can walk into an Apple store and walk out with an Apple Vision Pro.
This Apple Vision Pro is guaranteed to be the worst one that you'll ever use.
But that doesn't mean it's bad.
No, it doesn't.
Jack, I'm going to whip out a few names for you over here. Okay, here we go. Margot Robbie, Barbara Streisand, Brad Pitt, and Apple CEO Tim Cook?
Yeah, they're all in the same group now because they've all been on the cover of Vanity Fair.
We never thought we'd see today.
But yesterday, the Fancy magazine captured Tim Cook on the cover of their magazine, pictured for the first time wearing his Apple Vision Pro headset.
Because starting today, the Apple Vision Pro headset is on sale. The biggest product launch for Apple since their iPhone 17 years ago.
We should point out, Apple also announced quarterly earnings yesterday.
Oh, no big deal. And how are the earnings, Jack?
They beat expectations with a $34 billion quarterly profit.
The Wall Street is like, okay, that's cute with the huge profit, but can we talk about the new headset that you're selling, please?
It's not virtual reality. It's not augmented reality. Apple calls it spatial computing.
And this new spatial computing headset will cost you $3,500. Yes, that is literally the price of a used car.
And that's why Apple will let you test it out at the Apple Store.
Jack and I should point out that the new Apple AR, VR, whatever headset is actually the most heavily reviewed tech product of the 21st century.
Every techie had a YouTube video trying this thing out.
There were more hot takes on this product than the core of a volcano, Jack. Honestly, our favorite description of this thing, if a VR headset is a Schwinn bicycle, then this Apple version is a Gulfstream private jet.
If you're wearing an Apple Vision Pro, you can multitask to the max.
Yeah, it is. The key use case of this product, the key value proposition of this product is that it makes you a productivity powerhouse with over 600 apps at your eyelids.
You can watch a Zoom meeting and see the whole PowerPoint that Carol from accounting is presenting. And you can do all that while doing your dishes in your kitchen.
You can watch season 2 of The Bear and text your buddy Timmy while rowing a rowing machine the entire time.
If you're cooking some risotto in the kitchen, you can open up a cooking app, which shows you the recipe on the left side of the screen. And then you can throw a timer app up on the stove.
Now, here's where things get interesting. You can move around your kitchen like searching for the chickpeas for the recipe, but the timer app stays above the stove the entire time.
That's the spatial computing part. The space around you is the screen.
Now, Yetis, Jack and I should point out the new Apple headset, it does have some flaws.
For example, it projects an image of your eyeballs to the outside world.
So if I were watching Jack while he had this on, I wouldn't see his real eyes. I would see a computer version and it would make him look like Jaja Binks.
Yeah, you only want to wear these things in private. It's years before it's socially acceptable to wear these outside.
Oh, and if you want to FaceTime with someone while you're wearing the new Apple headsets, it's going to be a little awkward too.
Because the person on the other side can't see your face. They can see the digital version of your face Apple generates for you.
And Apple isn't generating a particularly
handsome
version of your face.
Our thought, you're going to see this first on an airplane because some dude in 17B is going to be trying them out.
And he's going to be talking about it the entire time. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Apple?
Today's Apple Vision Pro is the worst one you will ever use.
Because Yetis, the computer your parents used 30 years ago was the size of a bank vault.
And the BlackBerry you used 20 years ago had a black and white screen.
And the original iPhone you loved so much a decade ago, it's like a hammer compared to the new iPhone 15.
In tech, the fast pace of innovation means that tomorrow's version will be lighter, faster, and cheaper than today's version.
Especially early in a product's development, it's like Moore's Law, isn't it, Jack?
Every 2 years, things get twice as good for half the price.
And that is why one Apple analyst expects these new Vision Pro headsets to be as small as eyeglasses and cost a third as much in just a few years.
Because when it comes to innovation, the first one is the worst one.
But that doesn't mean it's bad.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M. com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
For our third and final story, Jack, grab the ankle tape. The sports company that owns Arc'teryx, Wilson, and Salomon just went public with an IPO.
But this stock is trying to race with weights around its ankles.
Come into the equipment room and we'll explain it. Yeah, it is. If you have a poster on your wall of a ball player, chances are they were whacking something made by Amer Sports.
Because Amer is an equipment manager's favorite stock.
Yeah, Amer Sports is a company that's basically assembled the dream team of sports brands.
Because they own Wilson, which makes the official football of the NFL, the official basketball of the NBA, and the official tennis ball of pro tennis.
And they own Atomic, the official skis that Michaela Schifrin wins her gold medals on.
They even own Arc'teryx, which makes the $1,600 parka. That's basically the dress code at the Yellowstone Club.
The Arc'teryx underwear is basically costing more than the skis at this point, Jack.
Amer Sports, the group of outdoor and sports companies, just IPO'd yesterday.
And this racket smack and boot wear and ski buckle and sport company is officially public at a $6 billion valuation.
It's the first big IPO of the year.
Now, Yetis, Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style to the S1 IPO paperwork, and we noticed that their history is wild.
Amer Sports was founded in Finland, then China, now the United States.
They're basically like an athlete who like was born in one country, trains in another country, and then is doing the competitions in like a whole different country.
Because after World War II, Amer was founded in Finland, and they started off by selling tobacco.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one, Jack?
Tobacco. Because sports companies start with cigarettes.
Okay, then in the 1980s, this company decided, hey, why don't we use our cigarette profits to diversify into another industry like sports?
They basically wanted to get into shape.
Yeah, they went from cigars to rackets. That is literally what they did.
Then in 2019, a Chinese sports company bought Amer and introduced all those sports brands Nick and I were just talking about to China.
And he's added it all up, and this company has pivoted its business model and its headquarters enough times to deserve an Olympic medal.
But there's a couple problems with all those pivots.
First, we noticed that 20% of their sales are in China, and that's kind of a risk given the U.S. and China tension these days.
Then, we noticed another foul in their IPO paperwork.
Jack and I control F the IPO paperwork, and we noticed that they mentioned the word tennis 34 times, and skiing 41 times.
But they mentioned the word debt 74 times, and interest 255 times.
Yet he's Amer Sports is more focused on paying debts than playing balls.
They need to pay their debts before they can play their balls.
I think I understand what you're saying, but I like what you're saying, Jack. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Amer Sports?
This stock is running in a race with weights around its ankles.
Yet he's when Amer Sports was acquired in 2019, it wasn't a cash deal. It was a debt deal.
And that debt continues to haunt Amer even after the IPO.
Because Amer has $2 billion of IOUs.
And because it must pay interest on all that debt, it has swung from what would have been a profit to a loss for 3 years in a row.
Now, Yeti's Amer Sports, they are bullish that pickleball can boost sales of their new Wilson rackets.
And they're bullish that splurging skiers want the fanciest jackets to match their fancy ski boots in Aspen.
But why has this company lost money each of the last 3 years? It's because of debt.
This new stock is running a race with weights around its ankles.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the Real Friday?
TikTok lost the rights to play music from Universal artists, and Rihanna's lyrics explain the whole thing.
The great TikTok music purge. It all comes down to pennies.
For our second story, it's Apple's Vision Pro headset. It's finally available for sale today.
But remember, Yetis, with big innovations, the first version is the worst version.
And our third and final story is Amer Sports. This company is an equipment manager's dream, and it just IPO'd onto the stock market.
But all that debt, it's like running in a race with ankle weights.
But Yetis, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, we got more big tech earnings out there. Amazon, its stock hit a record high on huge earnings growth, 14% sales growth.
While Meta just announced they're paying their first dividend, and they also hit an all-time high stock price.
And second, Ferrari, its stock jumped 10% on word the race car driver Lewis Hamilton is leaving Mercedes to race for Ferrari.
If Lewis Hamilton wins more F1 races in the future, it'll be with the Italian Stallions.
And finally, the Grammy Awards are this Sunday, and they'll be hosted by Trevor Noah.
It's actually the fourth time that Trevor Noah is going to host the Grammys, and he's only 39 years old. It's one of those guys who makes your resume feel really self-conscious.
Yeah, you do not want to look at his LinkedIn. It's gonna hurt. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Stephen Hammond from lovely Kirkland, Washington, home of Costco.
On a recent podcast, you mentioned Achilles, who, in Greek myth, was the greatest warrior of Agamemnon's army. His heel was said to be his only weakness. But do you know why that is? Well, according to myth, Thetis, mother of Achilles, was told her child would die at a young age. To save him, she took Achilles to the river Styx, the waters of which were said to be able to change the very nature of life and death. She risked dipping Achilles into the water, knowing it might make him immortal. The only place on Achilles' body that was not touched by the water was his heel that she held him by, so it was the only part of his body that was not impervious to damage.
And that's when they invented the expression, "You missed a spot."
Like, honestly, Achilles needs a little ankle tape from our buddies over at Amer Sports, Jack.
If only Achilles' mom had tongs, there'd be no issue here.
Yetis, you looked fantastic all week. And remember, if you're heading to a reverse surprise party this weekend, you're going to have a good time.
Do you shout surprise when you arrive at the location?
Yeah, as they arrive, I shout surprise. And then they're surprised. Gets them every time.
Oh, and one more thing, besties. Check out your email inbox tomorrow morning. We're going to sneak something special in there for you.
If you know, you know.
Nick and I will see you Monday.
Celebrate the wins. Can't wait. And before we go, a congratulations to Yeti Jane Lee, who's been listening to this pod for 4 years and just quit her corporate job, becoming self-employed in San Francisco.
Good luck on the self-employment.
You got this, Jane. And congratulations to Amir Bafrui, who's now one of only 185 lawyers in Texas to get certified in residential real estate law.
And congratulations to Tyler Hale and Amanda Morgan, who just got engaged in Fort Myers, Florida.
And Andrew Scarborough just became a dad in Tampa. Congratulations to the new baby girl, Val.
And a big shout out to the homies who are having an epic reunion weekend with the boys in Maastricht, the Netherlands.
And Mindy Schaefer from New Jersey just got a new job as a project manager.
And congratulations to the Upper East Side's finest, Katie Martell, who's celebrating a birthday with a reverse surprise party.
Have a blast this weekend. Everyone is going to be surprised.
And happy birthday to Jen Liu, who's celebrating with a chocolate tort cake in San Francisco.
And Taylor Keller is celebrating a birthday with a round of putt-putt in Arvada, Colorado.
Happy birthday to Allison in Denver, Colorado.
And happy birthday to Adam Seifert, who's celebrating down in Dallas.
Happy birthday to Romaine Lee, who's celebrating away from the spreadsheets in Allen, Texas.
And a happy 29th birthday to Aaron Monda, who's celebrating in Philadelphia with a cookie cake. Maybe a cookie crisp cake.
And finally, it's date night, and Pookie is looking absolutely fire tonight.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon, and Nick and I both own stock of Apple.
It was like an ankle weight.
It drags you down.
I think that's clear.
I didn't think the clarification was needed either. But I didn't want to call you out on the show. I think that could go on the show too. No, I do. I really do.
Dude, I think Jack's like, hey, you want to be on the show? You can come to the show. Nick, it's like, there's a pigeon here. Let's bring him on the show.
No, dude, it was basically an outtake. No, and like that stuff is gold.
It was an intake. In-show outtake. It's an intake.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients. Popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.